Thank you for calling Protopak Corporation. Protopak, good afternoon.
Hello, it's Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well.
Good. How can I help you?
Is John around?
Let me check. Hold on.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, I think I'm all right.
Yeah, one of those days, one of those weeks.
The weeks, it's just that everything is just, it's taking way, way too long all the time. I don't get it. But
I mean, suppose as far as orders or...
Yeah, people, you know, customers making decisions, you know, waiting to make, you know, the investments. And I had a client in today. I've been working on this project for over 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another freeze pop application, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in this business, you have to start making inventory in December, January at the latest.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, to build up inventory, because by now your season's over with. You know,
right.
Everything was on the shelf. It's gone. You're doing maintenance on the machines, cleaning them up, and, you know, putting everything away so you can start up again in December. You know, take the rest of the summer off or the fall or whatever, watch some football games.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were in. First of all, the guy drove up from Cleveland, Tennessee. I said, "What? Are you kidding?
Wow.
What are you doing?" I said, "I can, you know, just fly to Newark. I'll pick you up. You know." Drop you off, and I'll get you back to the airport same day. No big deal. You know, it's probably cheaper than driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So anyway, he showed up. And
maybe,
now,
he just
of course,
needed a, maybe he needed some time to himself.
Well, he's driving up with his wife. I don't know if that's such, you know, time to yourself either, you know. But
yeah.
Maybe he's going to New York over the weekend. Who the hell knows? I have no idea. But
Now,
of course, they want to do something, and they need the machine in December. I said, there's no way. It's impossible. I can't do it. It is impossible. I cannot make that delivery. What do you mean? You got 3 or 4 months.
Oh,
you just don't get it, guys.
Yeah.
And I called the guy from A to Z. I spoke to him on Monday.
Okay.
He told me his CPA doesn't take calls on Monday.
Or any other day, apparently.
Yeah, and I said, well, you know, I said, the clock's ticking here. We got to get something moving. I think the only reason he picked up because I called him on my cell phone as opposed to the company line. So he was kind of shocked that it was me.
Interesting.
And Chris was out of the office. He's on vacation this week. So I would, you know, picked up the ball here. So, and I called him, you know, then he said, well, I'll call you tomorrow, Tuesday. I called Tuesday. He doesn't pick up. I called him again today. No answer. So I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on with those guys.
Well, I did speak to the accountant yesterday, finally.
Okay.
And we're just kind of going over things. What, you know, what we're kind of running into is, you know, newer company, the bank account statements are very light. There's months that end in, you know, hundreds of dollars, and I think the high month end number was like maybe 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing negative. I mean, they're not negative ending balances, but the problem is, you know, when you look at it, you know, it's obvious that, you know, this is kind of a big jump for them. But, you know, as you know, it takes months to get the machine in. Maybe not in this case, because I know there's kind of a machine available. But it would typically take months to get it in. But you've got to get it up and running. You know, he doesn't have any contracts in place yet. You know, he says that he'll have, you know, the CPA said that this guy's, you know, been in the business and sales forever. So he's got clients, but that doesn't really help, you know, the comfort level for my underwriter, because it's one thing to own a business, another to be a sales guy. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if you get this machine, you close the deals, you get some contracts, you start production, you sell the product, and then you got to collect the money. So it could be 6 to 8 months before, you know, you start getting paid. The way his company is looking now, he can't afford the payment. He will be able to, obviously, once you start selling the product. So I was just trying to get a little bit, something positive out of the CPA. You know, did he have a company before this? Was he a sole proprietor maybe before the corporation was, you know, put into effect? Can I show a longer time in business? And that's not the case. You know, trying to explain the bank statements. He says he takes a lot of money out personally. So he's, you know, he's put a personal financial statement together, but I kind of explained to him, you know, he takes the money out, which, you know, isn't a complete no-no, but, you know, you want to leave something in. But, you know, if he can show that he's taking the money out and he's investing it and he's doing good things with it personally, there's a reason to take it out. That's one thing. But if you look at the PFS and there's not really anything on there, you know, you're wondering where the money's going. And there really isn't anything on it. Now, he does have about 150 grand cash, and he's willing to put more cash down. You know, it sounds like he's just taking every, you know, every dollar out, and he's just paying himself, and it's just sitting in the bank, which is great for him. But as far as the strength of the company, you know, that's not the best. And then the third hurdle was that there's no comparable debts. They haven't really had any other loans. That was the other thing I asked him. Can you get me some comparable ratings? Because there's, on the business credit report, they're not showing any previous loans. So basically what we came to, you know, I can get him money. I'm going to be capped with most, you know, programs at 75K. Because at that amount, I can eliminate tax returns. You know, they only have about 100,000 in sales, right? So to get somebody with 100,000 in sales, not even profits, but sales, you know, a loan over 100,000, is doable. But I don't have any other strengths to back up our story and to give some confidence in the underwriter that, you know, this makes sense. So what I can do, and I don't know if you can do it, it was just an idea. You know, we've split this into two segments so far, two separate invoices. Is it possible to separate it into three? Can you get me to a point where we've got, you know, 75, 75, and maybe 100? Or even a little bit more on one because he can put money down. If we can do 275 pieces and then, you know, one at 100 or over, you know, whatever the balance is, and he puts money down, you know, I can get it done. If I stay at 75 and under, I can eliminate the need for tax returns. I can even possibly eliminate the need for bank statements. And it's just based on his personal credit at that point, which is solid. But I don't know if that's possible on your end. And
yeah, I mean, I can be, you know, I can get a little creative here on my end, see what the hell we can do.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is we could separate the control systems from the machine, you know, something like that maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I do still, you know, the equipment does have to go through an approval process itself as well. So I have to be able to justify that. You know, from an underwriter standpoint, what they're looking at is they don't know about the other items, right? So they're looking at that one item, and they're going to try to look at it and say, well, is this equipment? Can we resell it if need be? Can this be used on its own? So that's where we have to, you know, and being creative with this, you know, we have to make it look like there could be a demand for it, or it's resellable, or you know, it can be used on its own. It doesn't have to be used, you know, as a full line.
Well, the way we did it before was, you know, that was doable. You could use it as a bag making machine, you know, and somebody could put their own pump on it. That was no issue.
Right.
And then we had the pump separated, so you could use the pump to fill anything. You know, you could put it over a bottling line and use it to fill bottles or jars or whatever as well.
Mm-hmm.
To break it up any more so that one would inspect it would see a functioning machine, that's going to get a little tough.
Okay. How about software? How much software is included?
Well, I could make a case for maybe 30,000, something like that, 35,000.
I might be able to get him, let's see, so where's our totals at, what, about 260? Does that sound right?
Sounds about right, yep.
All right, so let's see, so 260, if we were to take 35 out and do a software-only type loan, we're at 225, divide that by 2 minus 75 times 2. So he would still be looking. You would need to come up with about 60,000. Well, I mean, that might be our only option. I mean, he might have to cough up 60 grand. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, he's showing that he's got about 150 in the bank, and, you know, he's taking everything out of the company. So if he wants to make this happen, I can probably do a software-only loan for 35 or 40.
I can support
that's
that.
A possibility.
We get the machines programmed on the outside, and the program development for this particular machine, I'm going to say it was around $38,000. I think probably have an invoice for that flying around somewhere.
Okay, well, maybe we can push that. I mean, if we can push that up to 45 somehow, it might, you know, that would be, you know, $8,000 or $9,000 less he has to come out of pocket. And then, you know, I can show down payments and try to get him down to the other, you know, the other two loans being at about $75,000. That might make it happen for us. But that, you know, the application only is, you know, probably our only shot. I mean, I'm still looking, but it's just,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm, it's a rough one.
It's a tough one, yeah. Well, you know, I kind of smell the problem, you know, because when he came in weeks ago, he said he had it all, you know, he had the financing with his bank in place. I said, well, okay, great. And I said, you do know, however, that we require a deposit. And I said, you know, most banks don't like to fund a down payment. You know, they want to have the collateral in hand before they actually fund it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say anything. And then the next thing I know, I said, so, well, you mentioned that you knew somebody that might be able to. And that's when this whole thing started to roll again. So that's where, mm-hmm, we got to where we are at the moment. So. All right, look, I'll dig out the software information. I'll scan it and send it over to you so you have an idea what it looks like.
All right,
and then,
perfect.
We could probably make a case for that. You know, in addition to that, then you have the, you know, troubleshooting, you know, which takes another 4 or 5 days, whatever, and, you know, put a number on that, get it closer to 45 maybe. Because once you download the software, you always, you know, there's a, you know, you got to work out the bugs, if you will, you know.
Sure.
So I'll do that. I'll try to get to it tonight and tomorrow morning. By the time you get in, you'll have it.
Okay.
And then we can see what happens.
All right. Sounds good.
Are you around next week? You going to take off or what's your...
No, I'm here. Kids are back in school and I'm...
Okay.
Yeah, full
vacation time is over for you then, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. You know, it's kind of a... You know, bittersweet, right? We didn't do a whole lot of vacationing, unfortunately, you know, really not much at all. Beginning of the summer, we tried to because of football, but, you know, kids were home and I worked from home. So, you know, it's kind of nice and quiet when they go back to school. But, you know, then the other side of it is, you know, 11-year-old boy, you know, trying to get them to get their homework done is not always the most fun. So it's kind of a give and take, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have him around, though. I mean, it's a good thing that you're there, too, you know.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been so close so many times to going off on my own, and, you know, that's what I would be giving up. So I just keep telling myself, you know, one, you know, there's still this, still a little gun shy because of what I went through, you know, 08, 09, and you know, onwards. And not really knowing what's going on right now, but I just keep telling myself, you know, maybe it's worth just waiting, you know, 6 or 7 years, and, you know, the kids will be off to college, and, you know, I'll still be relatively young in this game, and, you know, we'll see at that point.
Yeah, makes sense.
So,
all right.
See.
Well, good luck with all that.
And I've left a couple messages for John over at HR. Haven't heard back. I'm not sure if you've had much feedback over there, but just kind of letting you know that I'm trying to let him know that it's...
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. You know, I was told 3 weeks ago that it was approved and I could expect the down payment. And as of today, I'm still waiting. So I think that's...
Okay.
I'm sure you go through it all the time as well. You know, customers, they just don't... They don't always tell you the real story for some reason.
No, I know. Yeah, I had three situations here just, you know, last 2 days with a bunch of stuff coming out that, you know, wasn't disclosed to me. And, of course, it comes out very last stages. And just, I don't get it. I don't understand why they want to put in that kind of time. And then, you know, kind of hitting on your point, we're kind of waiting until last minute. You know, I expect to get extremely busy on the equipment side in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody tends to wait. You know, you've got the, you know, the product, you know, that needs to be manufactured and, you know, on your side, but also, you know, the tax write-offs and everything else that they start to get concerned about. And
yeah. If they'd have got on the ball a little earlier, they could have took delivery in December and, you know, taken advantage of all that.
Right. Right. And something, you know, if you do, you know, just something that you can throw out there, if you have somebody that's kind of teeter-tottering, they typically don't actually have to take delivery to get that write-off. You know, usually signed doctors, some sort of paperwork that's dated 16, you know, usually they're okay. Just something to keep in mind. Obviously, you want to push for delivery because that gets the ball rolling now. But as you start getting closer, if you have anybody on the fence that maybe said, well, I don't need it now because I won't be able to take delivery by the end of the year, so I won't get the write-off, that's, you know, kind of the time to throw out there and go, well, you know, hold on. If we can get it documented, you know, you'll get that write-off. So just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, will do, no question.
So, even on your side, you know, not necessarily on the financing alone, but, you know, just invoicing or whatever, you know, just a little tool for the bag, you know.
Got it. All right, Kevin, I got to step into a meeting here with a couple people, so I'm going to have to say goodbye, but I'll get this to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great rest of your day.
Be well. Good luck.
You too. Okay, bye.